Hello, this is Carolyn Goldfarb, and welcome to your journey to self-love. I created this three-part series so that we can journey together on the three key ingredients to self-love. These three ingredients are the keys to your freedom from your internal pain and strife. The time is now to release all of these aspects of yourself that are holding you back, and truly celebrate that goddess within you and all the beauty that is you that is screaming to get out. It is time to embrace all of you and every aspect of you. You are truly a divine being, and it is time to celebrate and honor your magnificence so you may live an empowered and joyful, abundant life in perfect health. My own journey to self-love has been very, very interesting and challenging. It has been filled with lots of tears, many realizations, weeks and weeks and months and years of detoxing in very unusual ways, healing, getting healings, acupuncture, many, many ahas. And even though it hasn't been an easy path, I have always had this aspect of myself that is very, very courageous, and this soul, courageous soul of mine, it yearns in it to live in a freedom from work, a freedom from corporate America, a freedom from my story, my past, everything that was holding me back, and it kept me stuck in the past. All my trauma, people I have lost. It had me reliving daily all the excuses I came up with, all the pain, all the hurts, as if it was just happening. Injustices done to me, where I felt like I was a victim in my own life, and that I wasn't allowed to be happy, and that I couldn't find happiness, and that everyone else got to be happy. And it just kept me in this perpetual state of limbo, this negative thinking, this really, really stuck in my story. Like, this happened to me, so this happened. And if this happens, this happened. And because this happened, I'll, you know, all that excuses and all these things. And it just kept me sad and heavy and depressed and just in the same life. So the good news is I have since freed myself from my story. And I have freed myself from the chains of the past. And I, even though my story is who I am, how I got here, it's just a story. It's not happening anymore. And it's in the past, and the past is over. It's not a current moment. And the only reality is now. And what I can describe as this self-defeating attitude that I had, it's my life now, and I'm the one who gets to create it moving forward. See, I'm the kind of person who doesn't believe that I did everything. If I didn't do everything in my power to seek out help and assistance and find the way and escape, I wanted to make sure that I could live a life that was free of pain, that I could create freedom and create my joy and create the life that I always dreamed of with travel, with sacred journeys, with helping others and to be of service. And so I want to help you now that I've found my way to my self-love and my freedom. And I want to help you on your journey back to your self-love and your joy. I know that through sheer will that it is possible to find the freedom from my story because I did it. And in this three-part series, I will outline for you the discoveries I made to free my own disappointments to the one of self-love. Welcome.